guys, you know, this is coming Shabbos. It's a very, very big Shabbos. Very, very big Shabbos. Before that, we have Tu Bishvat tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem. And we have also, B'siyat Dishmaya, the Shabbos, we have Shabbat Shira. You know, Shabbat Shira is a very special Shabbos. Very special Shabbos. You know, people think, a lot of people, they think that it's not important to sing. I think it's no big deal, you know? When people are singing, they're just sitting. They're just dreaming a little bit. They're not really singing. And it's a very sad thing, right? A lot of people just don't sing. And you ask them, why aren't they singing? They're just not part of it. They're not into it. They're not into it. It's not like my thing. It's not my chill. Whatever they... All sorts of lashonos you have about this. What is singing all about? What is singing all about? You know, when we're in the Yam, we're walking through the Yam all together, B'siyat HaDishmaya, if anybody remembers. On the side of the Yam, there were all sorts of trees, all sorts of peros. It was Mamash Tu Bishvat. Everything was coming out. The fruit was starting to come out. The sap was coming up in the trees, B'siyat HaDishmaya. And we ate from every good thing that there is in the world. All sorts of goodies. And that's the kesher between Shabbat Shira and Tu Bishvat. It's a very big kesher. Very, very big kesher. We're walking on Yabasha. Yabasha in the Yam. The Yam splits. How does the Yam split? Because we had Emunah. Because Nachshon Ben Aminadab jumped. It took a jump. It took a bold act to start to jump. And what happened was, we get past the Yam, we finish with the Yam, and then we see, they're all running after us. The Mamish on our tail. What's going to be? And then the Yam just closes on them. And then all of a sudden, everything, the whole world, all of Klal Yisrael, every tinok, the Medrash says, even a tinok b'me'eimo, a baby in his mother's womb was singing Shira. Can you imagine that? A baby in his mother's womb was singing Shira. Baby stopped drinking from their mother's breast and sang Shira. Little kids, 3 years old, 2 years old, we're all singing the same Shira, word for word. How do they know the Shira? What do they know? What do they know about Shira? So what's Pshat in Shira? It says, you know, there's a book called Perek Shira. There's a book called Perek Shira that goes like this. It's a book that's written by the Tanaim. A very, very old book. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Kol Osek Beferek Shira, Zeh Ba'olam HaZeh. Anybody who's Osek Beferek Shira. A lot of women sing, do it. A lot of guys that people think that they have nothing to do, right? People look at them and say, he can't learn, so he does that. Anyway, a lot of people read Perek Shira. What is Perek Shira about? Guys, what is Perek Shira about? Perek Shira is saying that everything in the world is singing a Shira. Everything is resonating on a certain niggun. So he says, Kol Osek, Beferek Shira Ba'olam HaZeh, Zochel Ilmod, V'talmudo mitkayim biyado. He's zochet to learn, and his Talmud is mitkayim biyado. In other words, it's always with him. V'nitzol miyetzahara, he doesn't get the yetzahara. The yetzahara just leaves him. U'michibut hakever, he has no problems in the kever. U'midinash v'gehinom, doesn't go to Gehenim. V'zochet limot ha-mashiach u'l'chayi olam haba. He's zochet to everything good. Crazy stuff. Tanya Reb Lezer. Omer, kol homer perek shira zeh ba'olam hazeh zocheh v'omre l'olam haba. A person sings it down here, says these perekei shira. Things, the shamayim sings a shira, the land sings a shira, a cat sings a shira, a dog sings a shira, a worm sings a shira, a bird sings a shira. We don't hear it. A tzfardea sings a shira. Right? Anyway, he zocheh to shar this ba'olam hazeh and ba'olam haba. Shneemar az yashir Moshe, shar lo neemar, ela az yashir melamed she'atid lo omra le'atid lavo. He's going to say le'atid lavo. He's going to sing the Shira. Crazy stuff. A person who starts to sing it here. And the question really is, why is Shira so big? Shira is really so big. What's so big about Shira? What's so big about it? I'll tell you something, a story that happened. It's brought down in the Hagdama to Perek Shira like this. A story that happened with David HaMelech. You know, David HaMelech is writing all of Sefer Tehillim. He finishes Sefer Tehillim, he got a lot of gaiva. David HaMelech wasn't known for his gaiva. He wasn't about gaiva. But he got gaiva. Amru Razal al David HaMelech b'sha'ash esiyem sefer Tehillim zacha da'ato alav. He got a little gaiva. He felt good. He felt like, he's up there. V'amar lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, yesh birya shebarata b'olamcha shomeret shira v'tishbachot yoter mimeni? Is there anybody that sings more than I sing? I'm the best. I'm mamish the best. I sing shira more than anybody. Who's like me? It's gevaldik. Look at me. Bota sha'an is damna lo tzvardea. So a little frogala came to him. A little frog comes his way. V'amar lo, David, al tazuach da'atcha alecha. Don't have so much gaiva that Tzvardea says to him. The little frog says, "Shani omer shirot v'tishpachot yoter mimecha. I sing much more to Hashem Yisparach, much more than you. You think you're so great? This little Tzvardea comes, you know, little green toad. Yeah, it's great. V'lo o delakol shira shani omeret memashelet alea shloshet alafim mashal. But I say mashalim on the shira. I say all sorts of things, all sorts of parables on it." שנאמר, וידבר שלושת אלפים משל, וישירו חמישה ואלף. ועוד אלה שאני עוסק במצווה גדולה. Not only that, but I do a big mitzvah, much bigger than you. I'm a serious nefesh more than you. וזוהי המצווה שאני עוסקת בה. יש בשפת הים, on the ים, right at the beach, right? There's a type of fish, שאין פרנסתו כי אם מן המים. It eats from the mine. It eats from the water. שהוא רעב, נוטלני ואוכלני. And when he's hungry, takes me and eats from me. L'kayim ma sh'ne'amar, im ra'ev sonacha achileu lechem, im tzame ashkeu mayim. Al tikri yishalem lach, ela yishalmenu lach. I give myself, I'm most of myself, to this animal to eat me. In other words, the Tzvardeh was saying simply, you think you're so great. Me, a little frog is telling you, you're not so great. What is so big about Shira? What's so big about Shira? Why is Shira such an important thing? Right? If it's such an important thing, why aren't we doing it all day? Why aren't we doing it all day? We should be doing Shira all day. Why aren't we doing it? The Gemara says, there's a very beautiful Gemara in the middle of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Sanidal Ramadal, it says like this. Amrei B'tanchum. Darsh bar kapara, b'tzipari, mipnei ma kol mem shebe'emtza teiva patuach, v'zeh satum. It says, l'marbe ha-misra, it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, l'marbe ha-misra u'lishalom ein keitz. It's talking about Mashiach, Bezrat Hashem. In the word l'marbe, it's the only place in all of Tanakh, it's this very strange word. L'marbe means a lot of. But here it's written not with a mem regila, it's not written with a mem regila. It's written with a mem sofit, in the middle of the word. What is that? So Gemara is asking, why is it written with a mem in the middle of the word, a mem sofit? You don't have that. L'marbe ha-misra. Listen to what he says. It's an unbelievable Gemara. Amar Rebbi Tanchum Darash Bar Kapara. The name of Bar Kapara. Bitzipori. Mipnei ma kol mem shebe'emtza teiva patuach v'zeh satum. Why is it like that? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for something. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asot Chizkiyahu Melech. Sanhedrin, go for Mago. Come on in. Your seat is here. It's good to have you back. It's good. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll do tshuva, don't worry. You'll do tshuva. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asot Chizkiyahu Melech. Melech HaMashiach. Sanhedrin, go for Mago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, let's make Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda was the biggest of all Malachim, right? Wasn't bigger than David. The Gemara says he's not as big as David, but he's big. What's he so big about? Talmud Torah of his was like crazy. He put a sword in the base medrash and he said, whoever doesn't learn is getting the sword. Done. All of the little kids knew all of Seder Taras. All of Seder Kachim, the whole Shas, they knew Baal Peh. They were staggering like crazy. It was crazy. Crazy time. As Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, look, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he's great. Let's make him the Mashiach, and let's make Sancheiriv, who's coming to destroy Chizkiyahu, let's make him Gog and Magog, and we'll call it a day. It's done. Gog and Magog, and it's done, and Mashiach is coming. Amra midat adin, but midat adin came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Outlawed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, no, you can't do that. Ribono shel Olam, how can you do such a thing? Uma David Melech Yisrael shamar kama shirot v'tishbachot lefanecha. Hi, David HaMelech, he sang so much in front of you. Sang all of Sefer Tehillim. He didn't stop singing every time that Shaul is going against him, every time that Avshalom is going against him, every time he's getting trapped in Midbar in the air with a plishtim. What does he do? Just sing Shira. And you didn't make him Mashiach. Uma David Melech Yisrael shamar kama shirot v'tishbachot lefanecha lo asito Mashiach. That you made for him all these nisim. In the Melchama of Sancheiriv, what happened? In one night, they were all destroyed. Everybody just was destroyed. They were encamping around Yerushalayim. I was on Leila Seder. And everybody was destroyed. And he didn't sing Shira the next day. He didn't sing anything to Hashem Yisparach. So he says, you're going to make a Mashiach? So what did it fall on? It fell just because he didn't sing Shira. Therefore, what happened? It was Nistatem. In other words, the Mem of Marbeh is closed because he couldn't be Melech. The Mem of Marbeh is talking about the Melech. Melech HaMashiach. It was closed. It was all closed on him. He can't be Mashiach. Why? Because Midat Adin said he didn't sing Shira. Miyad patcha haaretz v'amra lefanav ribono shel olam. Ani omer tefanech shira tachat tzadik zeh. V'aseu Mashiach. So the land said, listen, I'll take his place. I'll sing Shira. The Eretz. The land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Meishit v'alukim et hashamayim v'et haaretz. The land. It said, I'll sing Shira. And make him Mashiach. It's time already. It's too long. V'aseu Mashiach. Patcha v'amra. So the land opened up and it's saying Shira lefanav. Ribono shel olam, shenemar michnaf haaretz zmirot shamanu tzvila tzadik. So it started to sing. Michnaf haaretz. Michnaf haaretz is like the wings of the land. They started to sing. Amar sar haolam lefanav ribono shel olam tzviyono asei letzadik ze. Yatsa bat kol v'amra razili v'razili. It's not shayach. It's not shayach. There's secrets here that I can't tell you, but it's not going to happen now. It's not going to happen now. They all wanted Mashiach. They all wanted Mashiach. Everybody wanted Mashiach. Because Baruch himself wants Mashiach. But there's a problem. What's the problem? Shira. He's not mukham to sing Shira. He's not willing to sing Shira. What's so big about a Shira? So you know, Reb Nachman has a big Torah about Shira. Reb Nachman has a big Torah here. It says like this. It says like this, Da, you should know. You know, when Reb Nachman says you should know, it means to connect. You have to connect your heart. You have to connect your heart. You have to open up your heart. Da means to das, means to know something. To know it in a deep, deep way. Da. Ki Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu is sending, Kishashalach Batna Vaserta Shvatim, Yosef, what's Yaakov Avinu doing? He's sending the 10 Shvatim. What's the whole story of Yaakov and his children and Yosef and Yaakov? What's the whole story about? You know what it's about? It's about Mashiach Tzidkenu. That's what it's about. It's about Mashiach Tzidkenu. It's all about Mashiach Tzidkenu. Who are we talking about? Look at that. So it's all talking about Mashiach Tzidkenu, right? Yosef Atzadik wants everybody to come down. Yehuda is coming down, making yeshivas there. And he's bringing down yeshivas, he's bringing down the Mashiach. He's bringing down Mashiach, Mashiach has to be Mizgalit. And Yosef HaTzadik, his job is to bring out Mashiach Tzidkenu. So he says, Ki Yaakov Avinu, k'sheshalach et banav, aseret ha'shvatim liyosef, what does he do? Shalach imahem nigun shel Eretz Yisrael. Sally, you got to hear this one. This one is for you. This is my mom is for you. This is my Merv of Nachman. It's crazy, crazy. You'll love it. He sent with them a nigun of Eretz Yisrael. He sent with them banim. Right, he sent the nigun of Eretz Yisrael. What was the nigun of Eretz Yisrael? It was this so k'chum mizimrat haaretz. Yaakov Avinu says to his children, "Listen, you're going down. All right, Binyamin, I'm asking too, but I'm asking you to take mizimrat haaretz. What's zimrat haaretz? The produce of the land. But it's actually the zemer of Eretz Yisrael. The zemer is the zimra, is the nigun of Eretz Yisrael. I'm asking you to just take the Zimra of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, with what's in the produce of the land, there's a niggin. There's a niggin, whoever hears it, right? You eat an apple. You hear the crunch. We just hear the crunch. It's a good apple. It's got a lot of juice in it and everything. But some people hear the niggin of the fruit itself. The fruit itself has a it's resonating something. If you listen. If you don't listen, so you can't hear it. You have to listen. You have to listen deep. When you're eating any food, this is sort of the tzaddikim, you know. Tzaddik ochel l'sova nafsho. What's a tzaddik doing? He's not eating for his guf. He's eating l'sova nafsho. What's sova nafsho? His body needs the food. Is it nothing? Sova nafsho. He's eating for the ruchnis of it. He's trying to get the ruchnis. How do you get the ruchnis out of food? You eat the ruchnis. How do you get the ruchnis out? You say a bracha b'kavana. Say a bracha b'kavana. All of a sudden, the ruchnis, you start to feel the ruchnis in the food. You don't say the bracha b'kavana, you just eat it, you just pop it in the mouth. That's what it says about Esav, right? He's eating like a behema. He becomes a behema. You eat like a mensch, you eat like a tzaddik, you become a tzaddik. And it's just a matter of switching how we eat. It's about listening, and really listening deeply to what's really going on in that fruit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that fruit. We make a bracha on that fruit. Baruch, Ata Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, the king of the world, came down from me, just give me, Borei Pri Ha'etz. We're asking Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to eat from his fruit. He grew a tree for me, and he grew a fruit on it, and that fruit I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I didn't make the bracha, what is it? It's Gneva. It's Gzeila. I'm stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's his. But it's even more than that. There's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us in that fruit. What's in that fruit? The bracha is bringing out the niggin. And when I can hear that niggin, when I can hear it in my lave, it goes down into my body, and all of a sudden I'm besimcha gdola. Right? People ask, how do you get to besimcha? How do you be besimcha? You can only be besimcha if you're eating besimcha. If you eat besimcha and you really say a bracha besimcha and you really care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hear the Dvar Hashem in the fruit, then you can get it. You can't be besimcha otherwise, right? It's just, it doesn't work. So he says like this, Shalachim mahem nigun shel Eretz Yisrael. He's sending with them the nigun of Eretz Yisrael. V'zesot k'chu mizimrat ha'aretz b'chleichem. Take that in your kli, take that in your vessel. Bring that inside you so you can give it over to them. B'chinat zemer v'nigun, sheshalach al yadam liyosef. He's sending this to Yosef Atzadik. V'chmoshe perish Rashi mizimrat lashon zemer. Lashon zemer, to hear the zemer. Kida, you have to connect to this next thing. You have to connect to this. Kikol ro'eh v'ro'eh. Every shepherd and shepherd. This is the deepest of the deepest. Kikol ro'eh v'ro'eh. Any shepherd. Yesh lo nigun miyuchad lefi ha'asavim. Ulefi ha'makom shuresham. If you're a shepherd, you're in the middle of the field. See, has a niggin. Every shepherd has a niggin. A special niggin according to the grasses that he's taking his flock to, right? And he hears this niggin. Kichol behema uvehema yesh la esav miuchad. Because every animal has an esav that it's eating. Everybody needs a special food. Some people eat bisli, some people eat this, some people eat this, some people eat asavim, some people eat meat. Whatever it is, whatever you're eating, there's an esav miuchad for you. There's like a grass that's miuchad just for you, special for you. Shitzricha lochlo. You have to eat that in order to have sustenance. Gam eino ro'et tamid b'makom echad. And he's not always in the same place, this shepherd. U'lefi ha'asavim v'amakom shoresham, kach yesh lo nigun. And according to the place that he's at, let's say he's closer to Yerushalayim, so it's a different niggun. Right? It's a niggun from the Beis HaMikdash over here in Tel Aviv. It's a different niggun. Over here in Be'er Sheva, it's a different niggun. Depends where he is. Ken yesh lo nigun, ki kol esav v'esav yesh lo shira she'omer. Every esav, Every blade of grass has a niggin, a special niggin. Shezeh b'chinat perek shira. That is what we just talked about in perek shira. That's what it is. It's singing. It's resonating. And when we start to hear this, this is the beginning of really hearing Dvar Hashem. U'mishirat ha'asavim ne'esa nigun shal haro'eh. Now when the asavim, the blades of grass, they have a shira. And from that shira comes the niggin. Right? The Ro'eh is playing his flute. He's playing some sort of musical instrument. How does he know the musical instrument? He knows the musical instrument from the asavim that are around him, from the blades of grass that are around him. They're singing. V'zeh sod ma'ashe katuv Batele Dadait Yaval, who aya Vioshev Oil Mikneh. Right? It says that Ada gave birth in Bereishis. The beginning of the Bria. This was the beginning of the Mikneh, the beginning of the Tzon, the beginning of the flocks of sheep and Fuchule. Veshem Achiv Yuval. First there was Mikneh. First there were sheep, flocks of animals. Veshem Achiv Yuval, who aya Avi Kol Tofes Kinor V'Ugav. Then there was Nigan. All of a sudden there's Nigan in the world. How is there Nigan in the world? Because there's animals that are hearing the Nigan of the grass and they're bringing it out by the musical instruments. Ki techev kshaya ba'olam ro'e mikneh, right when there was a shepherd in the world, aya techev klei zemer, right? This is what brings out the zemer, the zimrat haaretz. Ba'al kein David ha-melech alav ha-shalom sheyeh yodea nagen, al kein haya ro'eh. That's why David ha-melech was a shepherd. It's Pasha. Why was he a shepherd? Because he knew the nigen. He chapped the nigen. V'zeh b'chinat miknaf ha-aretz mirot shamanu. And that's the pshat in the Gemara that it says that the land itself is singing Shira. The land is coming through, it's singing Shira, and then it's coming through the Asavim, and then it's coming up to the Behemoth, and then it's coming up to the people, and all of a sudden we can shout. What's so chashuv about this? Why is this so chashuv? What's the difference? What's the difference if I just say thank you to a person? I say thank you to a person, the person did something atover for me. Or if I just say, or if I sing it, if I sing. What's the big difference? What's the big difference? Worlds apart. And this is the difference. This is the whole difference of our generation that Mashiach hasn't come yet. Why hasn't Mashiach come? You know, I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth. What happened on Simchat Torah, you know, I heard a Haredi say something that was very mizazeh on me. He said to me, it's all their fault. It's all their fault. They were having a party on Simchat Torah. And that's why so many were killed, and now all the chayalim are dying, just because of these chilonim, these non-religious people that were doing that. And you know, you hear this, you're like, what? What are you saying? It's true, there was Chil Shabbos, there was this. But why was there Chil Shabbos? Why was there Chil Shabbos? Maybe people were looking for the niggin. Maybe people were looking for something that we're not giving them, that we're not having in our base measures. That we're not doing in our base measures. Maybe people are so hungry for a niggin that they have to be Mechal Shabbos for it. Could be, right? Maybe people are so hungry for a niggin and they have to make a whole day of a festival. It's crazy, right? They're so deep. And we don't realize it. We don't realize what we're missing. Maybe we're dancing around with this niggin, you know, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, you know, going around like this. Maybe it doesn't talk to them anymore. It doesn't talk to them. They need something new. They need an Or Chadash Al Tzeltir. Maybe that's what they're looking for. They didn't know where to look. Agreed. What's a chait? What's a chait? Ani machti et ha-matara. I miss. A chait doesn't just mean a chait. You did something wrong. A chait means I missed. I'm looking through there to that arrow. I'm aiming my arrow over there. And I miss. I get off a little bit. That's a chait. It doesn't mean that they did b'mezit. They were doing it because they wanted to look. They wanted niggin. They're looking for the niggin of the roeh. They're looking for the niggin of Yosef HaTzadik. They're looking for the niggin of Mashiach. They're looking for the niggin of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda that he didn't sing, right? Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda was great. He puts a sword in the Beis Medrash. Whoever doesn't learn is getting the sword. It's great. How many people left after Chizkiyahu died? How many people left Yiddishkeit because of that? How many? I don't know. But I'm sure there were. Because it's not me yet. It's not me. I'm forced. I don't want to be forced. I want to sing it because I want to sing it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a keshe with me and I want a keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because I'm forced to do it. I want to do it. I want to do Ratzon Hashem. I want to have a keshe with Hashem Yisparach. I want to get deep with Hashem Yisparach. Connection with Hashem Yisparach. It's crazy, crazy stuff. And people looking, nah, it's chilonim, they did it, they caused it. People aren't thinking why people do things. Why does a person go off the derech? Not because he saw that it was so great. He saw that it wasn't so great. He saw something was wrong. So he said, you know what? Maybe I'm better off over there. Does he really not believe in God? He believes in God. But he's looking for God in a new way. And people don't appreciate it. The world doesn't appreciate it. We have to start appreciating different people, different types, different things, and we have to start accommodating that. We have to start accommodating what they're looking for. It's not pasha. Our Yiddishkeit today, We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. You know what it was in the Beis HaMikdash? You know, you come into Yerushalayim, you just come to the bridge over there, right, at the beginning of Yerushalayim, start hearing Nigunim from the Beis HaMikdash. Can you picture that? Can you picture the smell of the Ketores? You just walk into Yerushalayim, you smell the Ketores. You smell the Karbanos. Shishlik, everything, every day, you know, every couple of hours. There's another Korban there. Crazy stuff is going on. It's like Chiyas. You feel Yiddishkeit. Today, how many people feel Yiddishkeit? How many people feel Yiddishkeit? You know, you go into Beis Medrash, you know, they're walking around, shuffling their legs, singing a little bit, you know. Ad kana kofa aleph. Ad kana kofa beis. Great. He gives them a Chiyas. It doesn't speak to them anymore. It doesn't speak to them. It's time to add something, to add more and more. And it's not, we don't have to go out. We don't have to go leave it for it. They felt that they have to leave, but we can add to Yiddishkeit. Added something beautiful to Yiddishkeit. You have to make Yiddishkeit look beautiful. You know, I want to tell you a story about Reb Shleimer. Reb Shleimer Kalibach. He went to Europe. He went to Poland. And he goes into a shul, I think it was Poland or Russia, I think it's White Russia, whatever. He goes into a shul. So Reb Shleimer tells this with great tsar, he tells this story. He went to the shul. And he goes on Shabbos, he was a guest there. A very old shul, very special shul. And he goes into the shul, and there's a guy davening. And the guy is swallowing his words. He doesn't know what he's saying. His voice is nebuch. No. You know, when his voice is nebuch, you can't listen to it. And Reb Shleimer is getting angrier and angrier. He said he just can't take it. He probably paid his way in, you know. He probably, how much did he give? Like $10,000 just to down by the Amid, you know, like those guys, you know. You know those shuls, you know. All of a sudden comes his man of taking out the Sefer Torah. And he goes up to the chazan. He sees the Sefer Torah. He says, why are two people? He says to the people next to him, why are two people holding the chazan? He says, you don't know? This is the blind chazan. He says, who's the blind chazan? He says, he was the greatest chazan in all of Europe before the war. The Nazis took him into the death camps and they blinded him and they ruined his voice, they killed him. And we hold that it's a very big covet to have him singing in our shul, even though he doesn't know the words well. He swallows words, he doesn't remember the nesach, he's blind. But for us, it's the biggest covet that there is. So Shleimer goes up to the Sefer Torah. And he kisses Sefer Torah, but then he kisses the blind chazan's hands. And he feels so bad. He says, look at me, I'm not even a mensch. How could I look at this person? How could I hear this nigga, the things that he's singing, and not feel who he is? And he felt very, very bad. Anyway, he became very, very close to this person, this blind chazan. And he would walk him, as long as he was there, every time he came to the shul, he would walk him back and forth. They would talk a lot. And Reb Shleimer says that it was a very, very deep neshama, very, very deep neshama. And he said when Reb Shleimer took his hand and he kissed it, he said, who is that? He said, Shleimer Kalbach. He says to him, I love you, Nikunim. He says, oh, I feel good now. I feel a little better, right? I feel a little better. But really, that's what it is. Do we hear the niggin? Do we hear the niggin? What is a niggin? What's the difference between saying something and being menagene? You know what the difference is? Chayim. That's the whole difference. Life. That's the difference. You know, you have a person saying something. I'm saying I'm sorry. I'm saying thank you. I'm saying this and that. But am I really living it? Am I living it? Right? Am I living it? Am I living my conviction? Am I living what I'm saying? Am I living what I'm learning? Am I living what I'm doing? Am I living what I'm thinking? Am I living what I'm dreaming? That's the whole difference. That's the whole difference of the whole thing. It's living it. When you're singing something, and you're singing something miyum kadeliba, it's something else to God. There's some guys I see, listen, it's dark here. You know, guys get up as soon as the lights go out, they leave. It's a nice thing, it's a nice minute. But think about it. Think about where we're going. Are we really living Torah? What are we here for? What are we here for if not to give to Hashem is Prash? The biggest covet that we can give to Hashem is Prash is give our neshama. Hanishamalach, baguf kapalach, right? Hanishamalach. How do I show that my neshama is yours? I'm showing that my guf is yours. I can say it. I, Yeah, I say thank you. I say Baruch Atah Hashem. I said it. I marked off the Meimer points. I did it every day. I'm doing it. I'm really doing well. I got 90 points this week. It's Gvaldi. So is that what Akash Baruch Hu promised? Ma Hashem Shoel Meimcha. What is Akash Baruch Hu asking from us? Him Yerotu. Have something to do with him. Have some keshu with him. Wow. Have some keshu with him. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Are we really here? Are we really living? It's a big thing. It's a big thing. I've been lost. The difference between Chizkiel Melech Yehuda, that he's singing Shira, and the difference between a person that he's not singing Shira, and the difference between David HaMelech that is singing Shira, is worlds apart. Worlds apart. So he's learning the whole Torah Kula. He knows the whole Torah Kula. But is he active? It's passivity. He's active in learning, but he's not active in saying Todat Hashem Yisbarach. He's not active. And this is where we're missing out. This is why Mashiach hasn't come yet. Because we don't realize what Mashiach is. Mashiach is that niggin. Mashiach is that niggin. We don't have. Mashiach is the niggin. And that's why it says, it's brought down in many places, that Mashiach is going to give us a niggin one day. And that's, how's everything going to come together? I mean, if he starts saying a Torah, this one's going to say, I have a better Torah, I have a better Torah. But if he sings a niggin, and it's the happiest niggin that there is, it's going to bring everybody together, right? That's the niggin of the Asavim. The niggin of the land. The niggin of the land. That's why the land is singing Shira. And then Melech HaMashiach is going to grab that niggin. And he's going to sing this Shira to everybody. And this niggin is going to catch on. And everybody's going to do tshuva. That's how Mashiach is going to come. But what brings this? What brings this? Is this whole tfisa of just wanting to say Todat to Hashem Yisbarach. You know, a couple of chassidim were once walking, they were once going to Limelech. Elimelech Mizanz, they went going on the way, and they see on a porch, there's a little kid, 5 years old. He's dancing and singing on the porch. They ask him, why are you dancing on the porch? What's going on? He says, I haven't eaten for 3 days. He says, I don't understand. If you haven't eaten for 3 days, you must be really hungry. Why are you dancing? He says, you're right. But I was some lave that I never sang to Hashem Yisbarach all this time, on the good things that I have. So I said to myself, you know what? That's probably why I don't have anything to eat. Because I never sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? I never sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now I have to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realized my mistake. That's why I don't eat. So he's singing and dancing on his porch. Chassidim took him to Rabbi Melech, and he became Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mirimanov. Such a godless. A little kid realizes what we don't realize. Do we sing to Hashem Yisbarach? Do we really mizamer to Hashem Yisbarach? Do we really understand what it means to really sing from umka deliba, from the bottom of my heart? I want to sing to Hashem Yisbarach. He gave me everything. He gave me my eyes to see. He gives me my body so I can walk. He gives me my legs, my arms, everything that he gives me, my hearing, everything. And I don't sing. I get up in the morning, I'm krechtzi, I can't even move. I say, you know, Hashem Yimloch Lolam Ve'ed. Yeah, I really believe it. Good luck. Do you really believe it? I don't believe it. I'm not living it. Am I really excited about Torah? Am I excited about Hashem Yisbarach? Am I excited to learn a Rashi? Am I excited to learn the Tosfos? Am I excited to learn a Pasuk? Am I excited to learn a Mishnah? Is there excitement? Am I really living? That's the whole difference. Chayim. Chayim is the difference. And that's what Mashiach is. What is Mashiach? Lashon Lasiach. Lashon Lasiach, to say. Kol Siach HaSadeh, Terem Yitzmach. The Siach of the Sadeh. The Siach of the Sadeh is the speech of the Sadeh. It starts to come out. That is Mashiach. I start to hear that. I start to speak it. And it starts to come out of me. And this is the godless of the food. This is the godless of Hashem Moshe. This is the godless of everything that's going on in this world. You know, there was a story, a big story. I just finished off with this. I don't want to keep it too long. But there's a story of a guy. There was a guy that was mamish. He was mamish, such a great gevir. He was a chash of a yid, learning day and night. You know, one of these guys, you know, the maverick guy, you know, gevaldik. He knows Shas cold, he knows everything. Gevaldik. Anyway, one day, he wants to be the mitzvah's essay to the Kedulachem at Sefer HaTorah. He wants to write a Sefer Torah, so he writes a Sefer Torah. Very nice. Writes the Sefer Torah. You know, as he's getting ready to write the Sefer, he's finishing. He comes up with a big drasha. He wants to, he invites all the chashuvim of the town. All the chashuvim of the town he invites. You know, he's a chashuv yid. He invites everybody. And make a beautiful suda. There's a guy by the name Berle. Berle, you know Berle? Berle, he's in a Tehillim club. He learns, he davens. He's a water carrier, simple guy, you know, the Shoev Mai. And he hears that there's going to be Achnas to Sefer Torah. He runs, right? These guys love mitzvahs. They love mitzvahs. They're just davuk to Hashem Yisbarach. But he's most of the time, he's saying Tehillim. To Hashem Yisbarach. There's a whole Tehillim shul and everything. Anyway, he comes to the big suda, and he sits in one of the chashuv. He doesn't know. He's a Pashto guy, you know. He's just a Pashto yid. And he comes and sits down in one of the chashuv's seats, you know, at this whole thing. So Berle comes in this guy, this big veer, and he says, he sees Berle sitting in some chashuv's guy's seat. He says, Berle, you think just because you say Tehillim, so you're a chashuv guy? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? You're coming and sitting in my seats here. There's a chashuv seat. Berle gets up and leaves. Berle gets up and leaves. Right. The show goes on. Gives a big drasha. They're dancing and singing. They have everything there. It's gewaldig. He speaks. His drasha was phenomenal. He goes to bed. He feels like a billion bucks. I did it. I did everything. Give up. All of a sudden, his dream, you know, a malach comes in his dream and blows him into the midbar. Just blows him into the desert. Takes him on a trip. And there's a little house there, a little lantern lit. Goes into the house. There's a whole beis din. The beis din says, you know, you're very chashuv yid. You wrote a sefer Torah. You learned a lot. But you know what you just did today with Berle? You're chayv misa. You're chayv misa. Why are you chayv misa? Look what you did to a yid. You invaza him. Made him feel like nothing. What is he? What is he? Nothing? What is he? Chopped liver? What is he? What did you do to him? So what happened was, Baal Shem Tov was already in the Shemayim. This is how the story goes. Baal Shem Tov was already in the Shemayim. Baal Shem Tov said to Beis Din, listen, if you kill him now, no one will know the story. No one will know what really happened. You have to let him live, tell the story, ask Mechila, try to do Shuvah and this and that, and then he'll be able to give it over. Beis Din was masking. He goes down, and he went straight. He woke up the next morning, a dream, and he goes straight to Berle's shul. He asked Mechila on it. He asked Mechila, and he told him the whole story. But this is really what it is, guys. People think that they'll get away with it. I learned. It's very nice to learn. But did you activate your learning? Did you activate it? Did you turn the key? Because there's a big difference between a person that learns and a person that sings to Hashem Yisbarach. A person that sings to Hashem Yisbarach, like David HaMelech, that's a person that's shaykh to Mashiach. A person that's not singing to Hashem Yisbarach. So there's lots of learning. It's very nice. But is he really living? Is he living? There's a whole difference. Guys, this is an unbelievable thing. It's an unbelievable thing. And we need this more than ever now. There's so many families. They're so broken. It's so broken. And so many people think that it's their fault. It's my fault. It's my fault that it happened on Simchas Torah. Take achrayas. How do I take achrayas? It's time for me to start singing to Hashem. Each one of us has to start singing to Hashem Yisbarach Be'emes. Miyomke Deliba. In the omik of our heart. Sing. Sing to Hashem Yisbarach. Not because the next guy's singing. Because I have to sing. Because I have to say thank you. Because I'm that little kid on the porch. I finally realized I've never said thank you. I said thank you like this. But did I really say thank you? Did I really have conviction of my thank you? Did I really realize what I'm saying? Or did I just say thank you? It's okay. Thanks. I didn't mean to tell you the thanks. But did I really mean it? Did I really cry about it? I was simcha. Did I really have conviction about it? Something else to come. Like. Bezrat Hashem, guys, we should really be zayichet to this. Because it's the ikra of Olikarim. The ikra of Olikarim. This is what all of Tu B'Shvat is about. This is what all of Shabbos Shira is about. This is what all of life is about. And all of B'ez Mashiach. B'siyat Hashem, we should be Zalachim.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.